أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون. ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون. In these ayat, Allah explains another evil quality, the second evil quality of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites. In the previous ayat, Allah explained one great evil quality of theirs, that they have got the sickness or spiritual sickness in their heart, that they cannot benefit from the Quran Sharif or from the talks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or from any righteous things. They have got an illness in their heart, and they just think and take everything in the wrong way, and they will get a great punishment because of their falsifying the truth. Yeah, the second bad quality of the munafiqeen is explained, that وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. اور جب کہا جاتا ہے ان کو فساد نہ ڈالو ملک میں. Do not cause destruction on the earth, when it is told to them, don't cause all this evil, this fitna, this fasad on the earth. And this was in various ways that the munafiqeen did in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. One was the secrets of the Muslims, whatever they were, they used to go and expose this, because they acted like Muslims, so they were with the Muslims. And whenever any secrets of the Muslims were spoken about, they used to inform the non-believers. The second was, they should encourage the non-believers to fight against the Muslims also. So in this way, they had all these evil qualities, and they used to do all the wrong on earth. Like today also, we should take it in our context, any evil that is taking place in whichever form, and you tell these people, don't cause this evil, breaking the laws of Allah, having any gathering where there are mixed gatherings, where there is music, where there is only entertainment, no matter the object may be fundraising or whatever, then they say that we are causing the trouble, and they are the ones who are trying to unite the community and to bring all together. But in fact, all that evil they are doing, that is the facade on the earth. And when they are told, do not cause this destruction, do not do these wrong things, then they say, قَالُوا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْلِحُونَ. تو کہتے ہیں کہ ہم تو اصلاح کرنے والے ہیں. We are doing things for the goodness of the people. Whatever wrong they are doing, they want to entertain the people, they want to make them happy on the ways of shaitan. And when they are told, don't do that with on the ways of the shaitan, then they say, no, we just want to unite the people, we want them to come together. In the same way, one major thing which is of today are the interfaith meetings. There also they say, we want unity amongst all the people of the world, and therefore we are having these meetings. But this interfaith meeting, religious meetings, really is that you want to make shaitan also happy, you want to make Rahman also happy. And that cannot happen. A person who is two-faced, that person is in problems from both sides. He wants to make this group happy also, he speaks like them. And when he goes to the other group, he speaks like them. Like today, within our circles, we have a very great problem of those Muslims who want to be liberals and modernists. And on the other side, those who want to be orthodox and want to practice Islam in its original form. So yeah, also people who want to be modernists and liberals, when they are with those people, then they say, no, we have to, today Islam has to change, it has to fit into the world today. And when they are with the other people, then they speak another language, that no, Islam is the original Islam, the Islam of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So such people, unfortunately, also abound today. There are plenty of them. And we are warned by the Quran Sharif right at the beginning that we have to be careful of those people who are like snakes in the grass, who are like with us. But actually, then whatever meetings take place, discuss, they go and tell the other people about it. And in this way, they are causing facade, and they are causing destruction. And when they are told, then they say, no, we are trying to unite all. We are trying to make peace amongst all the people. Peace is not being two-faced. Peace is that you have your one stand, and a person, a true Muslim, like at the beginning, the qualities of the Muslims were made known, that Muslim must stand firm on that one path. He mustn't be two-faced. The kafirs are also not two-faced. They also stand on one path, and they say that we believe whatever wrong we believe, but they don't hide it. But these munafiqs, they are the main problems, very big problems. Because you can't make them out. They appear to be like us, but they are really against us. They appear to be like Muslims, but they are really against Islam also. That is the Islam of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All they want to do today is use the name of Islam and the words of Islam, but they want their own new type of religion. That is a religion to make everyone happy, and to make even the kuffar happy, and to even in our circles make the Barelvis also happy, make the Shias also happy, make the Qadianis also happy. Why must we fight at all? Whereas jihad's command has come that we stand for the truth, and we should be on the truth, and a person must make his stand clear on which side of the fence he is. He must not be a fence sitter. Everyone must know that this person stands for this, and that is the end of it. That is how a Muslim must be. So we are warned of these qualities, that we can recognize them, and at the same time that we don't get these qualities. We don't become fence sitters, and we don't try and make everyone happy. Allah says clearly, Ala innahum humul mufsiduna walakin la yashurun. Jaan lo, wahi hai kharabi karne wale, lekin nahi samajhte. Understand clearly, Allah warns and says, know that these are the people who are causing fasad. And they are in such a condition that many of them don't even know. They sincerely think we are trying to make peace. But the reality is, there is no peace between Allah, Rahman and Shaitan. There is no peace between Kufr and Islam. Today all wanting the whole world peace, that don't upset anyone. We are having a wedding in the family, a person must be one-sided. That it must be according to deen, according to sunnah. Not that trying to make this group also happy and make that group also happy. We have to choose the one of the two sides, and a person must be on one of the two sides. And of course, he has to be on the right side, not on the wrong side. So this is the second evil quality of the munafiq, that they are two-faced. And they suffer the consequences also accordingly. A person must be a Muslim, a true Muslim. He must make it known that I stand for this, and this is my stance, and I won't compromise also on this. That is how a Muslim must be. Not that we want to make everyone happy on all occasions. And we can never make Allah also happy and make Shaitan also happy. It's either we are going to make Allah happy, or either we are going to become the followers of Shaitan. May Allah give us proper understanding, that Iman and that Yaqeen, to stand for the truth, no matter how much people criticize us, no matter how much they ostracize us, whatever it can be, but a person should stand for the truth. وَأَخِرُ دَعْوَانَا